感谢主耶稣，我们继续从上行之诗来做学习。
Praise and thank God. Let's continue to study from the songs of Ascents.
在这一次我们的灵恩会当中，安排了九节上行之诗作为彼此学习的机会。
And during this spiritual convocation, the church has scheduled 9 sessions for us to study the songs of Ascents.
那我们这是最后一节，也是进入上行之诗的最后一篇。
And so this is the final session, and that we're entering into the last song of Ascents.
我们请翻到诗篇134篇。
Let's all turn to Psalm 134.
诗篇的134篇的第一节。
Psalm 134, verse 1.
第一节。神的仆人夜间站在神殿中的。你们当称颂神，第二节。
Verse 2.
你们当向圣所举手称颂神，第三节。
Verse 3.
愿造天地的主从锡安赐福给你们，阿们。这里是上行之诗十五篇当中的最后一篇。
So among the 15 songs of Ascents, this is the final song.
是他们的结尾诗。
It is the concluding song.
同时也是他们的最高诗。
It is also the one of the highest climax.
因为按照他们的传说。
Because according to their legend.
当你唱到最后一首，唱到第十五首的时候。
And that is to say, when you sing to the final song, the last 15 song.
你已经从山下来到山上。
And that you have already completed the journey from the foot of the mountain all the way to the top.
你已经从外院进到内院。
And that you have already entered from the outer court into the inner court.
你已经站在圣殿前。
And right now you are standing before the holy temple.
你已经预备好要见神。
And that you have already prepared your heart to come before God.
所以当我们走到诗篇的134篇。
So therefore, now that we are at Psalm 134.
这代表的是今天一个信徒信仰的高峰。
So that shows the climax of spirituality of a believer.
也是今天一个信心所追求的最后目标。
And that is also the final goal of our spiritual pursuit as a believer.
所以这一篇诗对你我来说是个很重要的教导跟提醒。
And so therefore, this psalm it serves as a very important reminder of our teaching and encouragement today.
也告诉我们什么才是今天信徒要追求的生命征服。
And this is also the true blessing for all of us Christians in terms of our spiritual pursuit.
虽然只有短短的三节。
And even though it's only very short verses, only 3 verses,
但是三节当中却带着很多对我们非常重要的提醒。
But however, within these 3 short verses, there are very, very strong reminder for us today.
从第一节开始。
From verse 1,
他说神的仆人。
And over here it claims the servants of God.
那很抱歉啊，他一开始就有设标准跟要求。
That is to say, the first verse already marked the expectation of the Lord.
从第一节就告诉你这一篇蒙恩最高之诗是给谁的。
And that is to say, this final verse, this verse, the song of blessing is for a certain audience.
是给谁？给神的仆人。
And who is this audience? It is for the servants of the Lord.
如果今天你说我不是神的仆人。
However, today if you say that I am not a servant of the Lord.
很抱歉啊，这一篇诗跟你一点关系都没有哦。
Then I'm sorry to say that this psalm has nothing to do with you.
因为从一开始他就定下了蒙恩得福见主面的要求。
Because right from the beginning, it has already laid down the criteria for you to face God and for you to receive His blessings.
就是你要做神的仆人才可以。
That is to say, it is only reserved for the servants of God.
在今天的社会，我们不太用仆人这个字啊。
However, in society today, in the world we look around, we don't use this word servants at all.
其实它甚至它原来的意思不是仆人哦。
And in actual fact, the original meaning is not a servant.
它原来的意思是奴隶。
In fact, the original text claimed that it is a slave.
你可能听到这一句话，你就不太舒服啊。
That of course you will not feel comfortable when you hear this word slave.
如果你的老板叫你称呼你员工，你可以接受嘛，对不对？
And of course today if your boss call you an employee, of course you can accept that.
如果你的老板叫你奴隶，告他。
But however, today if your boss says that you are a slave, you are going to sue him in the court.
虽然有时候啊，这其实本质上可能差不了太多。
But of course, perhaps, you know, in terms of its meaning and significance, there's no difference.
所以啊，今天我们都不能接受啊，这个奴隶的制度。
So of course today we cannot accept this system of slavery.
因为我们是在民主国家里面长大。
Because we grew up in a very democratic country.
我们讲人人平等啊，都人人有权利。
We always claim that there's equality among everyone, and we all have the same stand.
所以我觉得我们觉得我们不是任何人的奴隶。
And of course we are no one slave in this society.
你觉得我上班付出努力，你老板付我薪水天经地义。
And for you, you think that it is very fair. I work for you, the boss, and you pay me a fair salary.
所以我不欠你什么。
So I don't owe you anything.
在公司你可能是我的主管。
Perhaps in the company, yes, you are my boss.
离开工作，我们都是平等的。
But after we get off from work, we are equal.
这是我们今天现代人的观念。
This is our mentality today.
但是今天当我们讲到信仰。
But however, today when we come to our faith,
当我们讲到我们跟神的关系
，and when we talk about our relationship with God,
这里说，当我们来到神面前，我们要认识自己的身份。
Here it says that when we come before the throne of God, we must know our status.
因为卑微的你我是不能够与神平等齐高的。
And that is to say, all of us, we are very lowly and we are humble. We cannot equate ourselves with the level of God.
So, 我们都是神的仆人。
That is to say, all of us, we are servants of the Lord.
什么叫做仆人？
How do you define servant?
仆人就是我是属于你的。
A servant means that I belong to you.
甚至更进一步，什么叫做奴隶？
And to put it further, what is the definition of a slave?
我的连生命都是归属你的。
Which means that even my life belongs to you.
我就是在这个家中，我就是生在家中，长在家中，从来不离开这个家。
That is to say, I was born in this family, I grew up in this family, and I never leave this family.
你的旨意就是我生命的使命。
And that is to say, your will is the mission of my life.
这个就叫做仆人啊。
That is the definition of a servant.
所以当今天一个人来到神面前，认识到自己是神的仆人。
So that is to say, today if you come before God and you realize that you are a servant.
那接下来，接下来这一篇所说的恩典应许跟锡安之福才与你有关。
Then all the rest of the content of the psalm that will have relationship with you.
为什么要特别讲仆人呢？
Why is it that we emphasize on this word servant?
因为认识到你自己的身份。
Because you realize your own status.
才能够清楚知道该尽的本分。
Then you know the duty that is expected of you.
因为认识到你该尽的本分。
Because you understand your own duty.
你最后才能得到那要应许给你的福分。
Then in the end, you are able to reap the rewards that you deserve.
所以因为身份而知道本分，得完成本分而得到福分，这就是我们的信仰人生。
And that is to say, today you recognize your status and that you know that you have to do your duty. Then you will receive the reward that is awaiting for you.
但是如果你说我不要做仆人啊。
But today you say, no, I don't want to be a servant.
我信耶稣哦，我虽然信耶稣，但是我跟神平等。
But yes, I believe in the Lord Christ, and I am equal with God.
我不接受仆人，我可以做朋友。
I don't accept servant, I can be a friend.
这当中有一个很大的问题啊。
That itself poses a big problem.
仆人必须顺服主人的旨意。
Because a servant must submit to the will of the master.
朋友只是互相聊天，彼此的建议做个参考。
And for friends, we just converse with one another. I give you my suggestion for your reference.
在信仰当中，如果你把自己当作朋友。
But however, in terms of our faith, if you equate yourself as a friend,
什么意思？
What does that mean?
就是神说的，我做做参考就好。
That is to say, whatever God tells me to do, I will just take it as a reference.
但是啊，我的人生我决定。
But however, I'm the driver of the seat of my life.
我的方向我选择。
I choose the direction of my own life.
所以我自己来决定我人生的，我自己来创造我人生的价值。
That is to say, I'm the one, the owner, the creator of my life.
讲到最后就是我是我人生的主宰。
That is to say, I am the owner of my life.
这就是用朋友的观念来看信仰。
So that is how you view your faith if you are taking the status as a friend.
有也好，没有也没有关系。
Doesn't matter if I have this friend or not.
朋友好的时候，常常聚在一起，出去吃个饭，这个叫朋友啊。
And because today, if you have good relationship with your friend, yes, you come together for a meal here and there.
吵架了，不高兴了，你讲的话我不喜欢听，再见不联络。
And then today, if you have an argument with your friend, well, bye, I will see you no more.
就是朋友嘛，反正大家都是平等的嘛。
Because we are all friends, we are all equal.
所以以这种观念要坚持信仰走到最后，太难。
So if you hold this kind of mentality and you want to walk your faith to the end, it is difficult.
神可以把你当朋友。
Because yes, God can treat you as his friend.
好像神把亚伯拉罕当朋友一样。
Just like how God treated Abraham as his friend.
但是那有一个大前提。
But then before that, there is a big criteria.
叫做亚伯拉罕在神面前俯伏下拜。
And that is to say,Abraham, he prostrated himself completely before God.
因为亚伯拉罕把自己当仆人。
Because Abraham, he looked at himself as a servant.
完全顺服神。
He completely obeyed God.
才会有进一步的神把他当朋友。
And that is how God in return would treat him as a friend.
所以第一，我们要把自己的身份认识清楚。
And that is to say, today we must recognize the status of our relationship with God.
就像我们所说，身份，认识身份，才知道自己当尽的本分。
That is to say, you must understand your own status, recognize it, then you know your duty.
所以你的身份是什么？
So today, what is your status?
像如果今天你的身份是吧？讲身份，今天你如果是 Bill Gates 的儿子啊。
And so today, let's look at another scenario. You're the son of Bill Gates.
这是你的身份。
That is your status.
那你就会有一些你应当要做的本分。
Then of course there are certain expectations that is required of you.
蹲在路边乞讨就不会是你的本分啊。
Then of course as a beggar on the street, that would not be something you would do.
你的人生会有目标，你的人生有追求的方向。
Because there will be goal that set down for you, that's expectation required of you.
你有期望，你有努力的目标。
And that you have a goal in pursuit.
那是因为你知道你是谁。
Because you know who you are.
我们今天要认识到自己的身份。
So today is very important for us to recognize who we are.
所以我们会努力，我们会努力工作，我们会建立家庭。
And that is why we pursue in our job, and that is why we set up our family.
作为先生的，我们知道说我们要努力工作，供养家庭。
And as a husband, you know that your duty is to work hard so that you can provide for your family.
作为父亲的身，你拥有父亲的身份，你就知道你对你的儿女有应当尽的责任。
And as a father, you know that you need to set up a model example for your children.
这就是因为身份而认知自己应尽的本分。
And it is because you know your own status. And you know the duty that's required of you.
所以第一个就告诉我们。
So that is why the first point tell us.
你来到神的殿，你想见神的面。
That today you come before the sanctuary of God, you want to see His face.
要先弯下腰来，谦卑预备见主。
First, you must humble yourself, bow yourself down, so that you can see God.
第二个，这是一个选择。
And then the second point is that it is a choice.
选择什么呢？
What do you choose?
这里特别告诉我们说，我们是神的仆人。
And that over here it says very clearly, we are the servants of God.
我们来看马太福音的第六章。
Let's all turn to Matthew chapter 6.
马太福音的第六章。
Matthew chapter 6.
第六章的第二十四节。
Matthew 6 verse 24.
马太福音六章二十四节。
Matthew chapter 6 verse 24.
这里说一个人不能侍奉两个主，不是恶这个爱那个，就是重这个轻那个。你们不能又侍奉神又侍奉马门。
Verse 24, no one can serve two masters, for either he will hate the one and love the other, or else he will be loyal to the one and despise the other.
我们昨天有谈到说，为什么以色列人为选民，但是他们的历史却充满了眼泪。
However, yesterday we mentioned that even though the Israelites, they are a chosen people of God, but their history is paved with tears.
你会觉得很奇怪。
You'll find that is very puzzling.
成为选民，
you are the chosen people,
有约柜同在，
you have the tabernacle,
撒母耳大先知，
and that you have Samuel the great prophet,
却被敌人践踏在脚底下。
But yet you are stepped all over by your enemies.
而且是处在应许之地。
And that you are dwelling in the promised land.
却得不到任何的应许之福。
But yet you cannot reap any promises.
你觉得说为什么会这样？
Then you ask the question why?
为什么活得这么惨？
How come they're so pitiful?
为什么？
Why?
到最后就是一个不专心。
And then at the end, the conclusion is they are not focused.
所以撒母耳问他们啊。
So Samuel asked them.
他说啊，你们心怀恶意要到几时呢？
So Samuel asked them, you double-minded, how long are you going to be in this state?
你们又拜神又拜偶像。
You worship God on one hand, you worship idol on the other.
又想要信仰又贪爱世界。
You want to embrace faith and you want to embrace the world.
然后到最后就是一无所有，两手空空。
And at the end, you're empty-handed, you have nothing to show.
那有时候我在聚会的时候曾经跟我跟信徒说哈。
Sometimes at the services, I tell the members.
我会说讲一个非常真一个非常现实的事啊。
And I will tell them something that is very practical.
说我们信耶稣要有脑不是信耶稣要想一想。
That when you want to become a Christian to believe in the Lord, you must think about it.
你要就好好信。
If you want to choose God, then believe it with all your heart.
要么就不要信。
If not, don't even go for it.
当然了，我下来之后就被负责人叫去讲话了。
And then, of course, once I come down from the pulpit, I was being called in by the council members.
传道你讲这样子哦，那个不是很好哈。
And so they tell me that, you know, as a preacher, that's not the way to say things, you know.
但是啊。我如果告诉你我很真实的想法哦。
But however, if I were to share with you my genuine thought,
如果你要贪爱世界，
if you want to love the world,
你就去吧。
Then go for it.
你至少你的人生里面有你有得到一点什么嘛？世界嘛，贪爱嘛，你就得到了一点什么嘛。
So at least you will maybe get something. You know, you love the world, you will get something from the world.
你活着的时候贪爱世界，死了在地狱受永远刑罚，但是你至少有 something 嘛，哦。
Well, yes, you love the world, you go for it, and then at the end you go into hell, but yes, at least you got something from the world.
糟糕，等一下聚会完可能只是要跟我讲讲话了。
And maybe after the service, you know, the deacon may call me in for another talk.
这是我真实很真实的想法。
And this is really my truest thought.
你要贪爱世界，你就好好去贪。
If you want to love the world, you're greedy after the world, go for it.
活在罪中，死在罪里，这是你自己的选择。
Because it's your choice. You live in sin, you die in sin, your choice.
你要信耶稣，你就好好信。
But if you choose to believe in Christ Jesus, then focus with all your heart.
你在世为耶稣受苦，但是你有来世永恒美好的盼望。
Because yes, you will suffer for Christ in this life, but remember, there is an eternal reward waiting for you in heaven.
所以你要信耶稣，你就好好信。
So if you choose to believe in Christ, believe with all your heart.
我觉得人生最悲哀的是什么？
And I find that what is the most sorrowful thing in this world?
再次信耶稣，但是信得不上不下。
And that, yes, I believe in Christ in this world, but I'm neither up or down, I'm just lukewarm.
有信主，信得不认真。
I believe in Christ, but I'm not zealous for Christ.
知道要守道，但是喜欢游走在那个灰色地带。
I know I need to obey the commandments of God, but I'm always swimming around in the gray zone.
知道有天国，但是没有很想去。
Yes, I know there's a heaven above, but my heart don't really want to go there.
知道神在看，所以又不太敢犯罪。
And yes, I know God is watching over me, so therefore I don't dare to sin.
所以啊，信耶稣信得不认真不努力。
And so that is why I am in the gray zone, lukewarm.
但是啊，贪爱世界又没决心，又不敢过去。
And yet I love the world, I'm greedy for it, but I dare not go for it.
但是结果人生走完又进不了天国。
And then I finished my whole life.Journey and I cannot make it to heaven.
我就想要问你一句话，你在搞什么啊？
So I ask you this question: What are you doing in the end?
我觉得这个叫做人生的悲哀啊。
I think that is the most sorrowful thing in your life.
在世间啊，这个在世间也没有办法做你想做的事情。
Because in this world you can't do, you're bounded, you can't do what you want to do.
离开世间又不能够进天国得永远的福分。
And after you depart from this world, you cannot make it to heaven. You have no eternal.
所以要信耶稣，要想清楚。
So therefore, today you must have a clear thought if you choose to believe in Christ.
啊，主耶稣不是说吗？
Because did not Christ say
this? 他说，你要盖房子的人，你要坐下来计算清楚哦。
That before you build a house, you must sit down and do all your calculations.
你不要啊，盖到一半盖不下去啊，就被人家笑死啊。
You don't want to build your house halfway, you run out of funding, and people will laugh at you.
啊，我第一次到多米尼加。
First time I went to Dominican Republic,
我就发现很奇怪，他们很多房子都盖一半啊。
And I find that it was a very strange sight. Many of the houses are built halfway.
哦，有的呢，只有两面墙。
Some of the houses only have two walls standing.
有的有墙没有屋顶。
Some of them have walls but no roof.
啊，有的有墙没有地板。
Some of them have walls but no floor.
我就想说，你们这在干什么啊？
And I ask them, what are you guys doing?
他们跟我说啊，因为没钱啊。
They said, well, we have.Run out of money.
啊，所以啊，都是有多少钱就盖多少东西。
So we have however money, however much money, then we build however much.
啊，但是因为小弟学经济学的。
And because I learned because I major in econ economics.
啊，我的工作也是跟我的工作跟投资财经有一些关系啊。
So、
以前啊，以前上班的时候。
And so my previous job, I was working in
finance,
in the financial sector.
啊，你会看不懂哎、欸，真的看不懂啊。
You really cannot understand.
啊，你会觉得说他们的想法很奇怪。
You'll find that their mentality is very strange.
啊，所以他们会贷款买一块地。
Yes.And so therefore they will take out loans to buy a piece of land.
啊，但是没有钱盖墙壁、地板、屋顶。
But yet they don't have money to build the wall or the roof.
然后就让那块地一直荒凉在那里。
Then they will let that land just be wasted.
但是生活又很苦，因为贷款很重。
And then their life is so laborsome because they have so much loan to pay.
我真的看不懂你，那你这样你贷款到底得到了什么？
So then I cannot understand this point. What's the point of you taking out the loan for?
因为你住不进去啊。
Because you cannot enter into this unbuilt house.
啊，所以有个弟兄带我去看他买的房子，他们的利息，贷款利息是10%。
And so a brother brought me to see his house that he's building. The interest rate that of the loan is 10%.
没有 building 啊。
No building.
只有一块地。
Only a piece of land.
然后我说那你现在呢？他说我正在准备。贷第二个款来做地基。
And then he said, and then so I asked him what you're going to do next. He says, I'm going to take out a second loan so that I can build the foundation.
因为他们的观念里面就是这样子啊，慢慢弄，慢慢弄，弄个二三十年，说不定有一天会盖好。
And so that is their mentality. Well, they will take their time. You know, 20, 30 years later, maybe the house will be built.
你看到一大堆的房子都是盖一半的，盖三分之一的这样。
And then you see so many houses, quote unquote, they are only 1/3 finished.
啊，很多房子啊，都是，哎，有的还有人住在里面哦，但是啊，反正就是断垣残壁啦，反正你会觉得非常诡异啊。
And so, yes, yeah, some of these houses, some people moved in, but you know they're short of a wall here and there. It's very weird.
啊，所以啊，为什么？因为他们都没有在算的。
Because they don't do their math.
他们没有长程的计划，没有他的整个完成的计划。
They don't have a long-term plan. They don't have a goal to finish.
啊，有一步走一步，今天有钱就把它全部吃掉。
So they will take it one step at a time. They finish whatever they can at the present time.
啊，有时候啊，那个缺乏计算的规划的能力就是这样。
And that goes to show if you don't do any long-term plan or any goal.
其实生活这样哈、哦，其实。最糟就是辛苦一点啦、啊，对不对
？So therefore, if your life is like that, well, the worst scenario is that you are just working very, very hard.
你生活这样，你最糟就是你没有远程的计划，你生活苦一点，最糟就是这样。
And so the worst case scenario is that you are very laborsome, but yet you don't have a house to finish.
但是你如果信仰这样，最糟的结果就是你完蛋了。
But however, in the same way, if your faith is just like this kind of situation, you'll be dead in the end.
把自己的信仰不上不下，上上不进天国，下得不到世界，那你到底要做什么？
So if you build a house like that, and that is your faith per se, you cannot go up to heaven, you cannot go down, then what are you doing?
圣经里面讲到一个比喻，叫做财主跟拉撒路的比喻，不是吗？
And we all know this parable in the Bible where they talk about the landlord and the Lazarus.
啊，所以有一次啊，我问学生联谊会的学生。
So I ask some students at the SSC.
你们要做财主还是要做拉撒路啊？
Which one do you want to be? Do you want to be the Lord or do you want to be the Lazarus?
我们的小朋友都好乖啊。
Of course, our children, they are so obedient.
啊，标准答案，啊，做拉撒路啊。
And they are so smart, they know the smart answer. Of course, be Lazarus.
我说真的哦。
And I said, are you sure?
做乞丐哦。
You want to become a beggar?
捡掉在地上的东西吃哦。
You want to pick up the food that is from the ground?
全身长疮哦。
And you have sores all over your body?
唯一的朋友就是一只狗哦。
And your only friend is that dirty dog beside you?
你确定你要做拉撒路吗？
So are you sure you want to be Lazarus?
我可能吓到了那些小朋友哦。
So maybe I had a little scared them off.
大家眼睛大大这样看着我。我不讲话。
And all the kids look at me wide-eyed, they say nothing.
我说你到底要做财主跟做还是要做拉撒路啊？
So I ask again, do you want to be the landlord or do you want to be Lazarus?
啊，有的小朋友比较聪明啊。
Then now some of the kids, they are so smart.
我说传道传道。
Say preacher, preacher.
我要在世做财主，来生做拉撒路。
They come up with the perfect answer. Preacher, in this life, I will be the landlord. In the life after, I will be Lazarus.
啊，我眼睛睁很大，变成我在看他。
Then now, I'm the one wide-eyed looking at this student.
我心里想，哦，这个不错，这个长大，哈，可以加去读神学院。
And in my heart, I was thinking, this kid is smart. In future, he is going for a theological college.
啊，我跟他讲说啊，你所求的甚难啊。就是不容易啊，要得到不容易啊。
So I told him what you're asking for is very difficult to achieve.
啊，但是我跟所有的小朋友讲。
But I told all the students.
不管你怎么选。
Doesn't matter what you choose.
有一个选项千万不要。
But there is this one choice that you should never, never pick it up.
什么选项你千万不要呢？
Which choice should you run away from?
你千万不要在世做拉撒路。结果死后像财主啊，千万不要啊。
So you do not want to live your life like Lazarus, and then when you are dead, you are like the landlord. Never pick up this choice.
哦，所以你必须要做一个选择。
So today you must make this choice.
你到底要做神的仆人，还是要做世界的奴隶？
That is to say, do you want to become the servant of the Lord, or do you want to be the slave of the world?
你到底是要走上旷野，朝着应许地前进，还是留在埃及继续做埃及的奴隶？
So do you want to walk in this wilderness so that you can get the eternal reward, or do you want to live in the land of Egypt and enjoy the luxurious life?
而这个选择没有人能够帮你做。
Today, no one can make the choice of your life.
传道、长职、负责人没有办法帮你做这个决定。
The preacher, the deacons, the minister, no one can make this choice for your life.
甚至你的父母都没有办法帮你做这个决定。
Even your own parents, they cannot choose your life.
因为这是你的人生。
Because it is your own life.
你必须要去承担你所选择最后的结果。
You are responsible for the choice of your own life.
所以你自己学，你就要看见你所要面对最终的结局。
And that is to say, today you observe, you look, you watch and choose your life.
所以第一节这里告诉我们说，我们是谁。
So first verse tell us who we are.
我们都是神的仆人。
All of us, we are servants of the Lord.
啊，因为我们是神的仆人。
Because we are servants of the Lord.
我就可以继续讲下一节啊。
That is why I can continue to the next verse.
因为下面的就跟你我有关啦。
Because then that is something that we will be related for.
我们看回来第一节。
Let's look at verse 1.
诗篇的134篇的第一节
Psalm 134 verse 1
这里讲说神的仆人夜间站在神殿中的你们当称颂神这里告诉我们说我们的身份是神的仆人
So over here it says that our status are the servants of the Lord
但是接下来说我们的所在之处所站之地是哪里呢
But then next it shows where our feet are standing
这里讲说我们都站在神的殿中
Here it says that we are all standing in the house of the Lord
这个我们昨天也有谈到一些
And yesterday we also mentioned some of the content.
我们讲到122篇里面说要站在耶路撒冷。
We also mentioned in Psalm 122 that we shall stand in the gates of Jerusalem.
对不对？我们讲说我的脚要在耶路撒冷的门内很好哦。
And that is to say our feet will be within the walls of Jerusalem.
很好，但是不够。
That is wonderful indeed, but not enough.
你有没有发觉说，从前面122到134，你的位置一直在改变？
So did you notice that from Psalm 122 to Psalm 134, you are changing your position all the time?
信仰的起步，信仰的初，信仰的开端，你能够站在耶路撒冷就不错了。
Yes, it is true. The beginning of your faith when you first start to become a Christian, it is great that you are at the gates of Jerusalem.
神对你的要求不高。
Because God does not have a high expectation of you.
乖乖信主，乖乖聚会，乖乖读经祷告，就是这样子而已。
And all is asked of you is obey the Lord, come for services, listen to the sermon, be a good Christian.
但是随着你信主的时间越来越长。
But as you progress in your faith and the time prolongs,
神对你的要求跟期望也越来越高。
Then God's expectation of you and what He wants from you is raised a higher bar.
信仰没有长进就叫做退步。
So if you do not grow in your faith, then you're actually regressing in your faith.
这个是非常正常，父母亲也是这样啊。
And that is very natural. It also applies to the parents.
随着孩子的年纪越来越大，你对他的期盼也越来越高。
Because as your children are growing up and maturing, your expectation of them also grow along as well.
当你的小孩五岁的时候。
When your child is 5 years old,
跑过来，妈妈妈妈妈抱一下，很可爱哈。
And of course, it's so cute when they run up to you, mommy, I want a hug.
当你的小孩二十五岁的时候。
But when your child is 25 years old,
哭着跑过来说，妈妈妈妈妈抱一下。
And then they cry and run to you, mother, mother, I want a hug.
你可能会很想跟他一起哭啊。
Then in your heart, you maybe want to cry along with them too.
因为小孩在小的时候，他什么都不会，他就是爸爸妈妈帮忙。
Because when the kid is young, they don't know anything. They are not able to do anything. They just ask for your help.
但是当你的孩子长到二十五岁、三十五岁、四十五岁，什么东西都是爸爸妈妈帮忙。
But however, as your child grew up, 25, 35, 45 years old, they're asking, "Daddy, mommy, help me, please."
父母亲绝对不会笑，绝对笑不出来的。
This point in time, you can no longer smile.
一点都不可爱。
They are not cute anymore.
而且很难过。
And that you'll be so sad.
为什么？因为没有成长。
Because you know they are not growing up.
父母亲期望儿女能够长大成熟。
Because expectation of the parent is for the child to grow up and mature.
神对我们的期盼也是能够逐渐能够坚强。站立的稳。
And the same expectation is required of us by the Lord that we will become more steadfast in our faith.
所以从站在耶路撒冷进到站在神的殿中。
And that is to say, you change your position from standing at the gates of Jerusalem and entering into the inner sanctuary of God.
但是谁能够站在神的殿中呢？
But who are the ones who can stand in the inner sanctuary of God?
我们不要以为谁都可以进去啊。
Don't think that anyone can enter into the inner chamber.
我告诉你，这个圣殿，它平常普通以色列人是进不去的。
And as we all know, the holy temple it is not open to any Israelites any time of the day.
只有利未人祭司才能够进去啊。
Only the Levites, only the priest can enter into the holy temple.
以色列人都在外面而已，都只有到外面而已。
All the Israelites they are in the outer court.
献祭也是在外面。
When they offer sacrifices, it's all done outside.
通通不准进去。
None of them can enter into the holy temple.
里面只有谁？
Who can go in?
只有侍奉神的祭司跟服事的利未人而已。
Only the priests who offer sacrifices and the Levites who serve God are allowed to enter into the holy temple.
就是属神的支派。
That is to say, they are the tribe that belong to the Lord.
就是全心奉献给神的祭司。
And they are the ones, the priests, who completely devoted their life to God.
所以啊，今天你不要只是成为以色列人。
So today, do not just stay as an Israelite.
你要从以色列人变成服事神的祭司才可以。
You must change yourself from an Israelite to a servant that served the Lord.
所以圣经里面记载有一次以色列人犯罪得罪神。
And then the Bible says that there was one time the Israelites they fell into sin before God.
他们拜偶像，那个拜金牛犊不是吗
？And as we know the story, they started worshiping the idol. They built a golden calf.
他说哇，摩西看得很生气呀。
When Moses saw that, he was furious.
摩西说你们这样子啊，这个让仇敌大得亵渎神的机会。
And then Moses told them that you have given the enemy to defile the name of the Lord.
所以摩西讲了一句非常重要的话。
So that is why Moses said a very important verse.
摩西说属神的到我这里来。
And Moses proclaimed that those who belong to God come over to my side.
圣经里面讲说利未支派就集中在摩西的身边。
And then the Bible records that the tribe of Levites, they got up and went over to the side of Moses.
从此就开启了一个支派不一样的人生。
And that is how you open up the path of a different life for the tribe of, for this one tribe of Israel.
成为以神为产业的利未人。
So these Levites, now they are the only tribe who has God as their inheritance.
所以我们讲说今天生命都要做选择的。
So that is why today it shows us that we must make a choice in our life.
当摩西喊出属神的到我这里来。
When Moses made the proclamation, those who belong to God come over to my side.
你还要挣扎多久？
How long are you going to struggle?
你还要犹豫多久?
How long are you going to hesitate?
你还要转身背对着神多久?
And how long are you going to turn your back against God?
这里讲说他们就聚集在摩西的身边。
So over here it says that now they gather by the side of Moses.
以神的意志为他们生命的使命。
And that they put the will of God as the mission of their life.
从此就不一样了。
From now on, they are totally different.
有资格进到神的殿。
Because now they are qualified to enter into the holy temple.
有资格侍立在神面前。
And that they are qualified to stand before the face of God.
这里就讲到说站在神殿中的人啊。
So here they are the ones who stand in the house of the Lord.
所以今天我们要站在神的殿中。
So therefore today we want to stand in the house of the Lord.
不是任何人都可以的。
Not anyone can enter.
叫做全心归向神，生命归属主，你就能够站在神的殿中。
And this is only reserved for those who totally dedicate themselves, their whole body, mind, and soul before God.
我们刚讲了身份。
We talk about the status.
我们讲了地点。
We talk about the location.
第三个，我们要讲时间啊。
Third, we're going to talk about the time.
这里讲说夜间站在神殿中。
So over here, the time is in the night time.
这里为什么特别要讲夜间呢？
So the question is, why is the night time showed up over here?
因为晚上常常是晚上黑暗当中常常是人最忽略的。
Because most of the time, the evening, the night time is the time that most people neglect.
因为黑漆漆也没有人看到嘛。
Because it's so dark, no one can see anything.
你在做什么也没有人知道啊。
And no one know what your hands are doing.
所以啊，你看，当我们来到会堂的时候啊。
And so therefore today, when we come before the Lord in the chapel.
告诉你啊，来到会堂大家都是好人啊。
Of course, let me tell you, all of us who come to the church, we are all good people.
这个之前讲过了嘛，对不对？
I mentioned this before.
哇，来到会堂又温柔又善良啊，说话和蔼可亲，对人温文有礼。
And that today we come to the church, we are so gentle, we are so sweet, and we are so gentle.
为什么？因为有人看啊。
Why is that so? Because everyone is looking at you.
弟兄姐妹在看，那传道盯着你啊。
Brothers and sisters are looking at you, and the preacher's eyes are on you.
因为有人看，你就很属灵啊。
Because everyone is watching you, and so you are so spiritual.
夜间呢？
What happened at the night time?
如果你身旁没有其他的真耶稣教会的信徒，
If there are no true Jesus Church member beside you,
请问你在做什么？请问你在说什么？
So let me ask you, what are you doing? What are you saying?
在这里讲说，夜间没人看见，我一样站在神的殿。
So over here it says that during the night time, no one is watching over me, but I'm still standing in the house of the Lord.
因为虽然没有人看见，但是在上有监察的主。
Because even though no one is watching over me, but there is the eyes of the Lord watching over me above.
讲一个故事给大家听了。
Let me share a story with all of you.
这是我在几年前遇到的一件事啊。
And this is a story I came across a couple of years ago.
教会有一个很好的弟兄。
There's a very wonderful brother in the church.
啊，这个弟兄啊。很耐主，而且参与了很多的服事。
And this brother, he loves the Lord. He's very active in church work.
啊，这个弟兄有一台车。
This brother has a car.
啊，这台车基本上大部分是拿来教会使用哦。
And most of the time, this car is reserved for church use.
啊，因为就是他基本上。教会有需要用车，他都把他的车拿出来，谁要用都可以啊。
And that is to say, he offered up his car for church use. Anyone wants to use it, for church, he just take it.
啊，只要是做圣工都没有问题。
As long as you're using it for church work, is all right.
啊，有一次他的车子被人家从后面撞了。
Then one time, somebody rear-ended his car from the back.
啊，就对方撞他嘛，就要去弄保险啊，拿去修啊，这些事情哦。
Then of course, then you have to go get your car fixed, and of course you have to deal with the insurance.
啊，那台车是很老的老车啦。
And it was an old car.
所以那老车上面呢，坑坑洞洞啊，这里刮那里伤啊，很多啊。
And so this car suffered a lot of bruises and scratches on the outside.
啊，所以啊，他就拿去给那个 inspector， 就是有那专门在检查那个保险公司在检查的地方啊，来看到底要赔多少钱呢、啊、
？And so he brought his car to the insurance company, and of course the claims adjuster came and check out the car.
然后那个 adjuster 啊，对啊，就那个在检查的人呢、啊，一面讲就一面跟他说、哦。
And so this claims adjuster, inspecting the car and telling him at the same time.
啊，你这个撞到后面啊、哦。
And that oh look at this car is hit.At the back.
啊，那个保险杆有点受损。
And then, oh, you know, that's it affected the braking system.
啊，那个后车厢盖不太起来。
And because of that, your hatchback cannot close up.
啊 ，OK 哦，就这样子哦。
Okay, that's what it is.
然后那个检查的人又绕到车子旁边啊。
And then he walk to the front of the car.
他说，哎，你这里有伤痕。
Oh, look at that. There's a scratch over here.
啊，是这一次的吗
？Is it did it happen this time?
我们弟兄说 no.
And our church brother said no.
哇，你这里有凹一个洞。
And then he said, oh, there's a little dent in here.
啊，是这一次的吗
？Is it this accident?
我们那个弟兄哦，越来越不耐烦哦。
And our church brother was becoming impatient.
跟你讲，撞到后面，撞到后面，在后面。
And I told you so many times, I'm real ended.、啊、Everything is at the back.
啊，但是那个公司的人就一直跟他说啊。
But then, however, this claim adjuster keep telling him.
没关系啊，都报。
It's okay. Just put it in all the claims.
我通通帮你写进去。
I will put.All the scratches in the claims.
我帮你啊，把那个前面那个灯罩玻璃打破，你可以换新的，全新的。
And I will also change, you know, the lamp case in front because it's broken now, so everything will be changed.
没有关系啊，不会有人知道的。
It's okay, no one would know.
而且我们这个弟兄说
，And our church brother say,
跟你说那个跟这一次车祸没有关系。
Let me tell you once again, it has nothing to do with this accident.
只有后面就是 bumper 跟那个后车盖。
Only the bumper at the back needs to be fixed, and also the hatchback at the back.
没有人知道，神知道啊。
No one knows, but God knows, you know.
啊，结果啊，这个啊，一直叫他一起修的这个检查的人啊，就笑了。
And then this claim adjuster who's inspecting the car, he started laughing.
然后就跟他说，来来，进来里面，进来里面办公室。
He told him, "Well, come into the office."
啊，我们就到办公室里面去坐下来啊。
And so, of course, he went into the office and sat down.
啊，然后啊，他就跟他说啊，其实啊，我不是 inspector 啊，我不是来检查，我不是检查这个车子的。
And so, he says that, actually, I'm not here to inspect your car.
我是从保险公司派下来的人。
I'm actually the person who got sent in by the insurance company.
因为我们怀疑有很多这种 contract 的地方，就是有合约的 facility 在骗保险公司的钱。
And because we are suspicious that there's a lot of people who are actually making a false claim.
哦，但是你真是一个诚实的人呐。
And then he says that, but you are truly an honest person.
所以我决定了。
So therefore, I have made this decision.
他说啊，诚实的人应该要被 reward， 要被奖赏哦。
An honest person, honesty will bring your best reward.
所以啊，这个人就跟他讲啊。
And so this person told him.
我决定了，我把你的车就当作全毁吧。
And so I have decided that your car is totaled completely.
他就拿那个纸柱来啊，记录此车全毁。
So he took out the claims form. This car is totaled.
所以赔偿全毁的费用。
So therefore, all claims are to be reported.
啊，然后就把那个钥匙丢给他说，这车送你啊，这是车子全毁，但是车子归你啊。
And so he says that he threw him the car key. Yes, the car is totaled, completely damaged. The car is yours.
啊，我们那个弟兄就这样愣在那里啊。
And so our church brother is just shocked.
可以这样吗？这样有合法吗？
Actually, can you do this? Is this legal?
他说保险公司说可以啊，保险公司说了算。
And he says that of course the insurance company they make the final decision.
保险公司的人说，诚实的人应该要被奖赏。
Because he says that because you're so honest, you will be rewarded.
其实啊，他可不可以跟着社会上很多人一样，用骗的来得到好处？
And so yes, there is this opportunity for him to make a false claim and lie, just like all the people in the world do.
但是他说，没有人看见，神在天上看啊。
But however, he says that yes, no one is watching, but God is watching from above.
这个叫做夜间站在神的殿中。
So that is what it means by those who stand in the house of the Lord at night time.
这个时候，守道理已经不是为了得好处。
Because at this point in time, you're observing the truth, but you're not receiving any advantage.
守道理，因为那是我们基督徒转变得到的天性。
And because that becomes a nature as a believer that now you are facing this choice.
有没有人看见夜间你都在神的殿中？
Doesn't matter who is watching.During the night time, you are standing before God.
因为在上有监察我们的主。
Because the eyes of the Lord is watching over you from above.
夜间同时代表生命进入黑暗。
And also night time, it also shows that our life has entered into the dark age.
遇到患难，生活遇到困难，人生遇到挑战，有时候生命好像进入夜间，进到黑暗一样。
And sometimes when your life drops into a pit and you're facing with all these obstacles, you feel that you have entered into the dark age.
所以啊，这个夜，所以我们讲说从120到34，这是一个生命的转变。
So that is why we say that from Psalm 120 to 134, it is the transformation, the turning point of a believer's life.
从第120章的第一节就是进入夜间。
And from Psalm 120, it shows that you're entering into the night time.
叫做我在极难中，不是吗？
Because verse 1 says that in my distress, isn't it?
可是因为在一开始你一进入夜间就是祈求神解决问题帮助我给福气，这是信仰的开端。
Because that is the beginning of your faith. You come to before God because you're in distress. You are so downcast.
到了134篇的夜间已经不讲这个了。
But however, when you come to Psalm 134 during this night time, no longer do you talk about this anymore.
因为你已经成长成熟扎根，认识你为什么要信耶稣。
And because now you have taken root into the Lord, you are in the Lord steadfast. You know why you believe in God.
信仰的目的从来不在于解决生活上的问题。
Because remember, the point of your faith is not to solve your life problem.
而是要在夜间在神的殿中仍然看到金灯台的光明。
But rather, during the night time, you can still see the glorious light that come from the golden lampstand of the Lord.
虽然生活好像进入夜间，进入黑暗，进入困难。
Yes, now your life has entered into the dark age, into the night time in your distress.
但是心中一样有神的光明，有盼望，有将来永远的荣耀。
But yet, within your heart, there is the glorious light of the Lord. There is the eternal hope of heaven above.
这叫做十五阶的改变。
And that shows the transformation when you make it through these 15 songs.
到了第十五节，有没有帮助？有没有解决困难？生活有没有问题？对你来讲已经不是重点了。
And that when you have climbed up 15 steps, whether you are having any problem in life, it is not the point at all.
因为你的信仰已经从恩，你的信仰已经从得恩典进步到得耶稣。
Because your faith has already improved or transformed from knowing the Lord, and now you are facing Him.
所以保罗讲，有什么可以使我与基督的爱隔绝呢？
And so therefore, Paul he claimed that what can separate me from the love of Christ?
说没有什么能够让我跟基督的爱隔绝。
That nothing can separate me from the love of Christ.
信仰不再是得恩典。
Because your faith is not focused on getting grace from God.
而是在得着基督。
But now your faith is to attain the Lord.
所以你在夜间仍然坚持在神的殿中。
That is why during the night time you are still remaining in the house of the Lord.
那在这里特别讲说你在神的殿中做什么。
And then so here we see the verse saying, what are you doing in the sanctuary of the Lord?
其实在一节、二节、三节，它有一个很有趣的现象。
And then actually from verse 1, 2, and 3, that's a very interesting scenario.
在中文里面可能比较看不出来。
Perhaps we can't really see it from the Chinese translation of the Bible.
第一节说称颂神。
Verse 1 says to bless the Lord.
第二节说称颂神。
And second verse says bless the Lord.
第三节说神要从锡安赐福给你们。
And then third verse says the Lord will bless you from Mount Zion.
前面的两节是你所做的事。
So the first two verses are the work that you do.
他说你 bless the Lord, 你称颂神，你称颂神，你 bless the Lord, bless the Lord.
And so over here it says what you do, you keep praising the Lord, you bless the Lord.
你在黑暗当中赞美神。
And that you praise the Lord during the night time.
你在圣殿之中举手赞美神。
You lift up your hands in the holy sanctuary of God.
走到最后第三节，神从锡安之地赐福你。
And then when you make it to the last final verse, the Lord will bless you from Zion.
但是比较有趣的是，它其实三个用的是一样的字啊。
But very interesting, the same word shows up three times.
就是你付出什么，你最后就得着什么。
This is to let us know that whatever you sow, that you will reap in the end.
真的啊，就像这翻译刚有之前讲的，就是说你种的是什么，你收的就是什么。
And that is to say, whatever you sow, that is what you reap.
你在信仰上付出，到最后你就从神那里看到神所赐给你的奖赏。
Yes, all the offering, all the effort that you exerted for the work of the Lord, in the end, all this will be your reward.
但是在这里到134篇。
But here in Psalm 134,
就像苦难不再讲了。
So no longer do we talk about distress.
恩典也不是属于世界。
We don't talk about this grace that belongs to the world.
在这里说最后从锡，他说这个恩典乃从锡安出来。
But here it says that this blessing come forth from Zion.
而且特别讲是从造天地的主而来。
And the emphasis here is that it comes from the Lord who made heaven and the earth.
信仰走到最后得恩典，你要的已经不再是世界上给你拥有得着的好处了。
And so when you walk to the final stage of your faith, you don't really care no more for this grace that comes from the world.
到最后就是在锡安见到主，这就是你生命当中最大的赏赐。
Because your utmost reward of your life is that you will stand before the face of God and see Him face to face in Mount Zion.
因为认识神、看到神，而生命得到了最大的满足。
Because now that you know God, you see God face to face, that itself will be your greatest satisfaction.
所以神问摩西你要什么？
So therefore God asked Moses, what do you want?
摩西说我想亲眼见到你。
And Moses says that I want to see you face to face.
我们一起来唱诗。
Let's sing him.
我们唱诗第62首。
Let's sing him 62. Please be seated.
感谢主耶稣的恩典，在这三天有机会跟大家一起来分享诗篇中的上行之诗。
And praise and thank God for blessing me with this wonderful opportunity to share the songs of Ascents with all of you.
那其实在我一开始看到安排表的时候是蛮有压力的。
And to tell the truth, when I first saw the schedule, I was quite stressed.
指定题目再加上九节啊。
And because the topic is assigned and there are 9 sessions in total.
所以的确是有压力。
So really there is a lot of stress.
在准备的过程当中。
And while I was preparing for this sacred work.
就有点好像在榨橄榄枝的感觉啊。
And I feel that I am pressing the oil from the oil press.
我是被榨的橄榄。
I am the olive that is being pressed from this oil press.
因为里面的内容很多，那自己懂得又不足啊。
And because the content is so rich, and yet I know very little.
所以在准备跟准备当中跟大家跟还有跟弟兄姐妹分享，就好像那个在榨汁的那种感觉啊。
And so therefore, while I was preparing for the sermon and to share with all brothers and sisters, I felt like I'm the olive being pressed.
但是同时又有另外一个感觉。
But also I have this other kind of feeling.
叫做我受苦是与我有益的。
And that is to say, when I suffer, it is beneficial for me.
为要使我明白神的话。
So that I can understand the word of the Lord.
因为有了责任跟压力。
Because when there is responsibility and when there is stress upon you,
所以我要让自己逼着自己一直看，一直想，一直看，一直想。
So I have to push myself. I have to study the word. I have to meditate. Study, meditate, study, meditate.
对我是真的有帮助的。
So really, it edify me a lot.
很多我以前没有想过的，的经节，没有想过的道理，就是这样被榨汁榨出来了。
And a lot of the verses, a lot of the truth that I never emphasize upon now is being pressed out of me.
啊，所以弟兄姐妹，有时候我们生活好像被榨汁。
So that is why, brothers and sisters, sometimes we feel like our life is going through a blender.
或许是因为神，因为神，或许是因为神在你的生命中有更好的预备。
And maybe that is because God has a better plan for you for your life.
让苦难当中让你看见他。
So that in your suffering, you will see the face of God.
啊，所以我们不管生活啊在什么样的环境。
So no matter what kind of circumstance or environment you are living in.
就算进入了夜间。
So even though you enter into the night time.
你我却常站神的殿中。
Let all of us always stand in the house of the Lord.
愿主耶稣不断的祝福加添我们的力量。
And may our God continue to empower us with His strength.
啊，不断的帮助带领我们的脚步。
And continue to help us and guide us in our footsteps.
让你我都能够在信仰的路上能够又长进又喜乐。
So that as we journey in this path of our faith, that we can rejoice.
啊，我们一起到前面来祷告。
So let's all come to the front to pray.